So hey friends, we are back with another interesting topic. But before that, I am a bit confused that I should be happy or I should be sad. Why? You will come to know. So, yesterday I watched the trailer of Rocketry, a movie, a Bollywood movie, based on Indian scientist Nandi Narayanam. But at that point I was very happy that Indian scientists, now Bollywood is making movies on Indian scientists. Our true heroes are upcoming now. But when I researched it down, I was completely unhappy. So why I was unhappy? What happened to me? You'll come to know. So a lot to know, a lot to discuss. Let's get started with our podcast. So, Nandi Narayanam, on whom the movie is made, is the main character of a story. He was a very brilliant child, a very smart child. Dr. Vikram Sarabhai recognized the talent of Narayanam and just studied him in that direction. Later, Nandi Narayanam graduated. He got offer from NASA. He rejected that offer. Yes, when most of our youths are going to companies like Google, Microsoft, NASA, he rejected that offer with a simple no and gave a simple interview at ISRO and was selected. So, he was a very brilliant scientist. He was very keen that till date his technologies are used by us. So many people around the world think that India, the nation like India, cannot compete with us, because the nation who carries rockets on cycles, trucks, how can they compete with us? But later, world was shocked and we were happy. Many such operations were there. Have you seen the Martyrs movie? The famous Hollywood movie? Reduced 50% of that cost. And just in that cost, we have created our satellites. Okay, I'll take another example. SpaceX. In just 1/4 cost of one rocket of SpaceX, we can create a whole rocket and with a very good quality. So, many countries when saw that India has the talent of Jugaad, they just were afraid, because when modern technologies will be handing over to India, when modern technologies will arrive in India, they will directly be the competitors of US and Russia. So, US mainly. So, many of the countries were afraid. So, they put sanctions, put pressures on Russia and India that don't trade this technology, don't do that, don't do this, and many other things. But our scientists were firm. Nambi Narayanam was firm. Many of the contracts were cancelled between US and India. You can see the upgrading level of USA too. Because if Indians get the modern technology, they would send rockets at low cost and save much money and will be ahead of each and every country. So they were afraid. So what dirty tactics the other countries played is, okay, let's forget about this. If someone is leader of your class and if someone wanted to defame him, what he'll say? He'll just claim that person as false accused of something. He'll just place on him false allegations. Same thing with Nambi Narayanam. In Tiruvananthapuram, a minor, means a Maldives girl, was found with a rocket, with rocket prints, with Indian rocket prints, sorry. And she was accused of selling those prints to the our best friend Pakistan. Yes. And after that, straight away, she took the name of Nambi Narayanam. Police arrested them, Nambi Narayanam. He was sentenced for 50 months. For 50 days. Months is too much, my friend. For 50 days. He was put behind bars, a famous scientist, a great scientist, a chief scientist was put behind bars and was tortured. And just he was told that take the name of any senior scientist, we'll arrest him. But no, our Nambi Narayanam was very firm at this level. When the matter went on to Supreme Court, and from Supreme Court the judgment came that allegations on Nambi Narayanam were baseless, which of course took many years, till that his family was suffering. People were not treating them as humans. When Nambi Narayanam's wife catches rickshaw and was just climbing on that, on hearing her last name, rickshawwala would say, "Get out of my auto." People would not give them food and considered them as pro-Pakistani or anti-nationals too. But when the judgment came of Supreme Court, everything changed. Later on, Nambi Narayanam developed so many technologies that are still used in our Indian space programs. One of the famous technologies is Vikram rocket launcher, which is still used in our rockets and of course satellites. So many recently I heard the news that a ISRO scientist was poisoned. He claimed that he was poisoned. Vikram Sarabhai's death is still unknown and unnatural. When Nambi Narayanam was asked whether it was CIA who gave a false case against you, he simply say, "I don't know whether it is CIA or something else, but there were many people on this project who were criticizing this and doesn't want India to succeed." So, my main question to you all, my friends, is, are we so heartless that we just trust a fake case? Media has already stated that Nambi Narayanam was accused with a question mark. Why? So, people think it's true and just blame that scientist. Later he was given Padma Vibhushan, and it showed all the world that we are proud of this scientist. He is the pride of India. So my question is just simple, that whether we should trust the fake news, the fake cases, or whether we should trust our scientist who worked day and night. There is a simple thing, that if a man can just deny NASA, the space agency like NASA, and work for ISRO, will he sell for some money? Will he sell for some money that blueprints of rocket to Pakistan for some money? No. I think it's completely no. So, what can we get from this story? That Nambi Narayanam never loses hope. He was firm and he was patriotic. Many people consider them as patriotic and just will stand on 15th August with a head high, and later they are sitting at home or they are spitting on roads. This is not a patriotism, my friends, but what Nandi Narayanam do is patriotic. He denied NASA, came to ISRO. After facing allegations from his own country, he fight back those allegations and won. This is the true patriotism. I hope you like my podcasts. Please subscribe to our channel, Motivational Guruji, for more such interesting podcasts. So, this is not just a podcast. This is a movement to bring our heroes in spotlight. Thank you, my friends, for listening.